Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Sorry about that, Tommy Tucker. We knew Francine was coming and she has arrived, or at least is making her arrival. The new 7 o'clock coordinates are out, and the advisory is out. We'll talk to Alexa Trishler about that in a moment. But, you know, it's kind of like, for whatever reason, it seems like the worst of it always comes at night, although some have not followed that path. And it's kind of metaphorical, because when the storms come at night and the lights go off, the power goes off, that's when really WWL shines, both on the radio and on television. And Alexa Trishler joins us right now. How you doing, Alexa?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I was watching TV yesterday, and they were kidding around with you saying, Alexa, what's the weather going to do, right? And I never realized that before with your first name, but I guess I'll say, Alexa, what's the latest on the storm?
Oh, it is rough right now, isn't it? I mean, this is the worst of Francine coming through the metro area now. The worst of the rain and the worst of the winds are happening right now. So
now,
the thing
wait,
is,
I'm
is,
taking notes. Now, that's interesting. No. The worst of it is happening right now.
Yes, for the metro area, I would say. I mean, there's like this burst of stronger rain and storms that's like kind of popping up right over the New Orleans metro. So that's why we're seeing like the most impactful part of the storms for the city, or of this storm for the city of New Orleans at this point. So the strongest winds happening now and the heaviest rain happening as we speak.
And will until?
I would say over the next hour, we'll continue to see the heavy rain and the strong winds. But getting into, I would say, about 2 hours from now, the metro area will start to see these conditions subside a little bit. And I think by midnight, you'll really notice a difference. Midnight tonight and overnight, things are going to be a lot better, dramatically better overnight.
When you say the worst of it is happening right now, for those of us that are not outside, thankfully, and you got the instruments there to tell you, I don't know if you stepped outside or not, but what is going on outside right now?
So I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying it's so bad now is because now we're seeing those gusts in the New Orleans metro of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Those are happening at this point. Also, we're seeing considerable rainfall. So we've already picked up about 2 inches of rain in the metro area. We could see 2 to 4 more inches of rain for New Orleans metro. So we've got flash flood warnings for the metro area, and for our river parishes and bayou parishes have seen a lot of rain, also dealing with some flash flood warnings there.
What kind of sustained winds are you talking about in the metro?
So our sustained winds, a little bit lower, I would say. Our sustained winds, let me pull up the latest graphic here. So I said the gusts 50 to 60, mm-hmm. sustained about 30-ish miles per hour. Okay. I need to pull up a different graphic here. Sorry. We got a lot of stuff going on right now.
But I know
I
you do. Y'all have been doing a tremendous job. I know
no,
you have.
Sustained around 30 miles per hour at this point. But let me just check one more thing.
You'd
so
put
I'm not
me
lying
on television
all.
With all that stuff going on. I'd wet my pants.
No, you wouldn't. No. You guys have to keep talking for hours
yeah,
on
but
end.
They're not looking at us.
Yeah. All right. Sustained winds. Yeah. 38 miles per hour, gusting at 58. The last observation from the airport in Kenner.
So that's going to be that way between now and, say, 8:30 and 9
yeah,
o'clock?
Yeah, I would say from now till about 8, 9 o'clock tonight, 9 at the latest, it'll be pretty rough. And then after 9, the metro area will start to see improvements. But then this will shift to the North Shore.
Yes.
So the North Shore will get the roughest of the weather in about an hour or two from now.
And you're reading ahead, young lady, because that's what I was going to. The path it's taken, are they going to be doing looking at the same exact thing, only, say, 2 hours down the line? Or
So we're already starting to see the heaviest of the rain shift over Lake Pontchartrain. And that will continue pushing into St. Tammany Parish over the next hour or 2 hours. And, 2 hours. hours from now, North Shore will be seeing the rough weather. I don't know if the winds will be as strong, but still relatively high, maybe gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour for like Slidell, St. Tammany, even into Mandeville and Covington, seeing those gusts pushing 50 miles per hour.
So what about the, and I called you Alexa, I should say Alexa Trishel, a WWL Louisiana meteorologist, but we, you know, we're friends.
Whatever.
We at this point, right.
Yeah.
So tell me about the eye wall, the strengthening, the movement, all that stuff that concerns people now that the storm has made landfall, and for those of us, our friends that are to the south in Terrebonne Parish, where it did come on land.
Right. So, yeah, Terrebonne Parish, that's where it made landfall earlier this evening as a Category 2. But like we've been saying, we're talking about the dry air and the wind shear. People are probably tired of hearing that. But the dry air and the wind shear is our friend. And the dry air filtering into the storm is the reason why it's not going to be as impactful after midnight. Of course, it's really impactful right now. But the dry air and the shear are helping to reduce the amount of time that this storm is going to linger over our area. So, unfortunately, we're seeing these really strong, damaging winds for our bayou and river parishes and for the metro area now. It's not going to be much longer that we'll be over this and done with this as we head into the overnight hours.
So looking to the south when it comes to Terrebonne Parish, and somebody in Houma texted in and wanted to know what they can look for in the next couple hours, you would tell them what?
So luckily, as the storm pushes to the northeast, we're starting to see some of that heaviest rain shift away from our bayou parishes. So Lower Terrebonne is still seeing some pretty heavy rain, but the rain rates are starting to lessen and weaken for Terrebonne, Lower Terrebonne at least, as this really strong burst of storms continues to push north towards the metro area. We're going to see those weaker rainfall rates for Terrebonne. So they'll be seeing less rain in the coming hours and seeing the winds calm down too. So I think things will start to look up for our coastal spots, so Lower Terrebonne. Things will start to improve from now on.
So when all is said and told, the path of the strong of the storm, the strongest winds will have hit where?
Say that again? Sorry.
When the story is told, the strongest of the winds will have impacted where?
Okay, good question. Yes, so Terrebonne Parish, I'd say our bayou parishes at the coast, just offshore, saw the strongest of the winds. Our oil rigs reported some pretty strong wind gusts, but Terrebonne and our river parishes, I think, too. But even for western parts of the metro area, seeing some pretty strong wind gusts above 50 miles per hour.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So on the South Shore, I would say.
And when it comes to these quarters of rain that you scared me with yesterday, although you didn't scare me because you said they tend to grossly overestimate those or at least go with the worst possible case, What are we seeing about those quarters of rain that you shouldn't have got me started on, because that's all I have in my mind now, and as they approach the metro area and then the North Shore?
Yeah, so parts of the South Shore have already picked up anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain, especially our bayou parishes and the river parishes, since That's where the storm started. And now the metro area picking up around 1 to 2 inches so far, but we could see an additional 2 to 4 inches. So when it's all said and done, some of the South Shore probably picking up around 6 to 8 inches when it's all over with, but there could be some isolated pockets, around 8 inches for the South Shore when it's all over and done with
and
over the next couple hours.
6 to 8 inches over a period of what kind of time, I'm trying to figure?
Well, it's only a couple hours. Yeah. Just really the duration of the storm coming in, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours of that rain.
So when it goes to the North Shore, wind shear is not going to really affect the winds, or it is going to knock it down a little bit?
I mean, it will continue to weaken. Francine will weaken slightly as it moves, you know, inland, further inland. But I still think we're going to see those impactful gusts for the North Shore as it moves inland over the next couple of hours. I still think the North Shore, St. Tammany Parish, and even South Mississippi can get in on those gusts to 40 to 50 plus miles per hour. So, and even I think St. Tammany, Tangipahoa will probably see stronger gusts in South Mississippi above 50 miles per hour over the next two hours or so.
And tornado, you're not seeing a lot of that activity?
Luckily, that has been not really a problem today. And I think that as we go throughout the rest of tonight, I don't really foresee that being a big problem at all.
All right. Any other thing you'd like to pass along, Alexa?
I mean, just stay off the roads over the next few hours. The rest of tonight, this really strong batch of heavy rain is going to continue to push over the metro and then eventually transition to the North Shore and South Mississippi as Francine moves to the northeast. So the really heavy rain is going to be with us over the next couple of hours. Things will start to improve from south to north. And then overnight tonight, things will be a lot quieter. But like we've been mentioning, tomorrow, you don't want to just get out right away first thing in the morning. You want to hear from, you know, local officials to see that the roads are safe, and they're, you don't want to accidentally, you know, get yourself into some trouble and go over a flooded roadway or accidentally hit a, you know, a live wire, things like that.
I know you're busy, but real quick, I know you've covered storms in other areas. This is your first hurricane here. How does it differ?
First one here, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is like a lot of the infrastructure. It's hard to know exactly how things are going to play out. You know, it's a vulnerable area. And of course, a lot of people are burned by so many storms in the past. So it's just a whole different vibe. It really is.
Somebody said they're in Houma. Rain's no longer bad. Wind is still very gusty. Does that go along with what they can anticipate? Or does that have anything to do with the eye wall?
No, that has to do with Francine moving up to the northeast. I mean, the worst of the rain is now over the metro area. The worst of the rain is moving away from the bayou parishes. Yes, it's still going to be breezy on the backside of the eye wall of the eye. It's still going to be breezy through the night, but things are going to start looking better from south to north as we go through the rest of today and into the overnight.
And I'm looking at the map. If you were to draw a circle of the eye wall, it would be where of the eye? It would be where right now?
Well, at this point, it's hard to say because of the dry air and the wind shear coming in. It's hard to detect where the eye is. I'm looking at satellite observations right now, but let me look up radar, because radar, you get the ground observations to see where it is. But I would say the eye is just about moving over Terrebonne Parish at this point. And on the back side of it, like we've been mentioning, because of the dry air working in on the back side of that eye, there's not that much rain on the back side of it. It's just the stronger winds that are going to continue for the entire area the rest of tonight. But the heaviest of the rain seems to be pushing off to the metro area over Lake Pontchartrain into the North Shore into South Mississippi. But the rain is lessening for Terrebonne and Lower Lafourche and Lower Plaquemines.
I know you're busy, Alexa. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
I say go back to work. You never did stop working. 504-260-1870 if you want to tell me where you are and what's going on. I'm looking at the power outage map, and I hate to keep saying it, but you really can track the storm and see where it's going by watching the red lines come on in on the West Bank and Algiers and New Orleans East, Metairie. If you're out of Uptown's looking pretty good so far, then one little pocket, 504-260-1870. Tell me what's going on, where you are. Tommy Tucker, continuing coverage of Hurricane Francine continues here on WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.